This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, we're going to get back to serious baseball things coming up at the top of the hour. But before we do that, in typical Drive fashion, let's combine sports with movies. Now, Rob, I don't have any interest in getting your thoughts and opinions on Bull Durham. It's a phenomenal movie. We all love The Sandlot. We all love the OG Major League. I don't want to talk about those movies. I have a question first, and then I have five movies that I want to get your opinion on. Is this a movie that you are going to play or pass? First, is Moneyball a classic? Would you consider Moneyball to be a classic sports film? You know what a classic is. Bull Durham is a classic. Major League, White Men Can't Jump, Class Hoosiers is a classic. Is Moneyball a classic?
Yes, Moneyball is a classic.
You know what I just learned this week? Did you know that Jonah Hill's character does not exist in real life?
Made up, yeah. Or he's a combination of a bunch of different people that worked for the organization. What's the term? He's an amalgamation. That's what he is.
How can you believe anything if they just made up Jonah Hill's character? He's a very important... He was the one really doing the work!
To be fair, you like Remember the Titans, right?
Oh, that nothing in that movie happened. I don't even know if racism happened after I watched Remember the Titans. I'm like, this whole segregation thing, they made it up. I don't even know if it really happened after learning more about that movie. All right, you have Moneyball as a classic. Yes, right? Moneyball's
absolute classic.
All right. Now, this is separate. This is a separate thought. This is, would you play or pass it? The Rookie.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the Cubs one, right? Or is that Rookie of the Year?
That's Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Rookie of the Year is where Henry Rowengartner breaks his arm. The rookie is where Dennis Quaid is the old man who's a science teacher, and then it sounds like a pass. It sounds like you ain't really fooling with the rookie or not.
It's a pass.
This is my issue with the rookie is I've just seen this. This movie is just Invincible, the baseball version. It's the same concept as Invincible. It's just done worse than Invincible.
Yeah, you care about the character less. It's a nice story, but yeah, who cares?
Angels in the Outfield.
Do you know how many stars are in that movie, by the way, in hindsight? Like, looking back at it, when we were kids, we didn't know that. That movie had Tony Danza. That movie had Danny Glover. That movie had Matthew McConaughey. That movie had Adrian Brody. And the kid is Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yeah. Like, mind-boggling how many stars. I didn't even mention Christopher Lloyd, the guy from Back to the Future, in that movie. Star-studded. Pass.
Oh. How do you do all of that? And then you're going to tell me that's not a movie you're turning on.
No. It's not great for me. It's not bad, but like, if you were like, hey, we're watching Angel of the Outfield, like, tomorrow, let's say, like, hey, let's go to the office, watch a baseball movie before we go to the game. If you're like, I got Angel of the Outfield, I'd be like, yo, I got to work.
But you know what, though? I think if you have a 12-year-old nephew or niece or cousin that is trying to get into the game.
Yeah, that's a different demographic than me.
I think that showing them Angels in the Outfield is a good thing to do.
I think if you're looking for something to do with your kid on a Saturday.
I'm not hating on Angels in the Outfield the way that you're hating on Angels in the Outfield. I'm going to give Angels in the Outfield a play. I actually watched that recently, like maybe like a year and a half ago. That counts as recent in this. And I was like, you know what? Angels in the Outfield makes you still feel good. Whenever Maggie adopts those kids, you're excited.
I mean, it's a feel-good Disney story. I just don't think it's a very good baseball movie.
Would you watch the OG Bad News Bears? Not the Billy Bob Thornton one.
Yes.
The original one.
Yes, the original Bad News Bears I would watch. I'm not going to be like, this is the greatest movie ever. But that one's a classic, so yes, it's a watch.
Do you think Bad News Bears is woke?
No. Do people think that?
I mean, it's a girl that comes and saves the boys' baseball team. They couldn't make that movie today. Y'all would be mad if they made Bad News Bears today.
Does that mean Little Giants is woke?
I'm simply asking a question. That's a good question. Is Little Giants woke? Is actually a good... We should do that topic. Girl playing football, equally as good as the guys. Just as good. Good point. Good point. All right. Mr. 3000.
Oh, no. 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 We watched that for the podcast.
You're a hater.
I mean, rest in peace to Bernie Mac. He has a
lot. You don't want to watch T-Rex Pennebaker?
He has a great catalog. That ain't in it.
I'm watching anything that got Angela Bassett in it.
I forgot she was in that.
Yeah, I'm watching anything with Angela Bassett. What about Fever Pitch?
Fever Pitch is odd because I don't think it's actually a base. I would say no, but you know what it is? It's a great, hey, your girl wants to watch a rom-com, but you don't. And there's enough sports to keep you locked in, but I still wouldn't watch. I'd still pass.
I don't mind Fever Pitch. I actually kind of like Fever Pitch.
Also, I have a question for you. This is like a 10,000-foot question. Would you have done that movie if you were Jimmy Fallon? He's a diehard Yankee fan, and he signed up to do a movie where he's a Red Sox fan. That's foul
I'm
work.
Just asking, are they paying?
If I said, hey, I want you to be in a movie, but you got to wear KU gear for 90 minutes, would you do it?
Are they paying?
I mean, I think he got paid, I assume.
How much? That's what I'm wondering. How much is the payment? There's definitely a number. Yeah, I would do it if that's what I had to do.
I would definitely not be caught dead in a movie about my love affair for the Missouri Tigers. No.
You're telling me if they cast you alongside Anna Kendrick, you're not willing to pretend you're a Missouri Tiger fan?
No. There are lines we don't cross. You're a Yankee fan, Jimmy Fallon. You're going to be a Red Sox fan. And now people...
Don't nobody love baseball that much to not be in the movie with Drew Barrymore.
Also, listen, I like Drew Barrymore. I mean, Drew Barrymore says, okay.
How about Major League 2?
I actually don't mind Major League 2. I don't think it's as good as Major League 1.
Major League 2 is fun.
Major League 2 is fun. Mostly because Randy Quaid is fun. Oh, my God. The Wild Thing is back. Yeah, I'm a yes on Major League 2.
I think Major League 2 is very funny. How about Summer Catch?
That's the
that's what Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jessica Biel.
Yeah, and he's like the, was it Northeastern Maine Baseball League or whatever? Yeah,
he plays for the Chatham A's.
No.
And the Cape Cod League.
No.
You know I love a 2000s rom-com. I love Summer Catch. I might watch that tonight to kick baseball season off.
Then it has like Matthew Lillard, Jessica Biel, and Freddie Prinze. That movie was peak 2002.
Matthew Lillard was basically Evan Longoria in that movie. That's who he turned out to be in real life. Evan Longoria was great. And then Freddie Prinze Jr., he was like Cole Hamels is who he turned out to be. That's actually the real life story of Cole Hamels. You know what? There's actually a lot of decent baseball movies.
I think baseball has the largest catalog of any of the sports. Like, you couldn't do a full 10-minute segment on football movies. We'd run out.
We could probably do a lot of basketball ones, though.
Basketball's close.
Yeah, there's a lot of basketball movies. What was the last good baseball movie? Was it Moneyball?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but they're actually still making good basketball movies. Hustle's really good. Better than most of these movies on this list that we've named. Hustle is a good movie.
Hustle's really good. Hustle might be Sandler's best work. As an actor,
That's Sandler's best work.
It's not his best. It's not the most.
Tonight, Caroline wants to watch a movie. You watching Uncut Gems? Or you watching Hustle?
I don't want to have a panic attack, so I don't want to watch Uncut Gems. Nothing is more anxiety invoking than that film.
I would wonder, hey, what happened at work today? We'd have to have a real intervention if you want to get off work to watch Uncut Gems for the second time. I would imagine you had a pretty stressful day at work. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.